We're at the Plymouth County Fair in Lamars, Iowa, and in the Round Barn Ag display here, we are going to talk with Jim DeBoer from Orange City. And Jim has a display here of model tractors, farm implements, that are all made out of wood. So these are implements that you have constructed yourself out of wood over the years, and you got quite a collection here.
I still got some pieces at home yet, actually. So,
how many pieces do you have all together?
It depends kind of how you count them, but there's about 90 pieces, I say, but that doesn't, that's counting the combine heads together and stuff, which actually they're separate, like the head transport and stuff is really a separate piece. But.
When did you get started doing this?
Well, I think when I was about 12 years old, actually, I made or took more time making the toys than I did playing with them. But after we moved to town, for some reason, I wanted to make a spreader that would actually work. So I have one at home I can unload sawdust with. And when I had the spreader, I had a tractor to pull it, and then I needed a tractor and a loader, so just kind of kept it going from there. So.
Now, the detail on these is amazing. I mean, like this John Deere that you've got sitting here, the 4320, I mean, the levers actually work on it.
Right, the hydraulic levers work, throttle works. You can even get it as your air filter. Three-point hitch will work. Got swinging drawbars, which can be locked in place. Got a little toolbox with tools in it, and it carries a grease gun along. So I try to get all the detail in as I can. So.
Biggest piece I see over here is the combine, the 9770 John Deere. That take you a while?
Actually, it took a year and a half, but I didn't work on that too steady. So I have no idea how many hours, but it took a year and a half to get the two heads made and a head transport. The reel alone on the bean head has got over 300 teeth glued together. So.
And you said you know some of this is by hand and some you use a saw?
Yeah, quite often I use a coping saw. My main tools are coping saw, wood file, sandpaper, and a Dremel.
And how long does it take you to construct like the tractor here in front of us?
I figure roughly around 120 hours. I don't keep real good track of it, but I figure just a regular two cylinders probably 80 to 100 hours. But I got a sprayer and a 4-H harvester. I'm sure I got 250 hours in each one of those. So.
Now you don't sell these. These are just a hobby, right?
Right. I get too many hours in them for selling them. So. I probably only made 2-3 a year at the most.
So do you display them around different fairs and stuff? Or?
A few of them, yeah. I got to the festival in Orange City, I'm usually out in the fair here. And I got to go to the nursing home the 5th of August. And then I think I'm going to Atwater, Minnesota again to their thrashing days. And then sometimes somebody will call up and want to know if I come over with the stuff. So. And anybody is welcome to come to the house also. So.
Oh, yeah. You told me you're 88 years old. Are you still making them?
Yeah, the last thing I made was three guys for my case baler there because that's a hand wire tie baler and it takes two guys on the baler and one on the tractor. So I want to make a pickup yet to pull my head transport for the combine.
So. Yep.
Then go from there, I guess. So.
Well, it's got to take you quite a while just to bring these here and set up a display like this.
Yeah, it'd take a couple hours for sure to pack it up again and haul it home. So.
Yeah, because you got to be pretty careful with them, I imagine.
Yeah, usually when I get home quite often, I still got to bring a couple of them to the repair shop. So.
Well, it's a very impressive display here. And I mean, when I first walked up and looked at it, I thought it was just a model tractor display, but there's a lot more to it than that.
Well, there's things here I think that toy companies don't make. So like a feed grinder and stuff, I don't think they ever made any of those. So.
So do you, do you model when you're working on it? Do you have a toy tractor there that you're modeling after, or are you doing this from a picture?
I try to find a real one. I take pictures of it and measurements, and then I go home and draw it out on paper to the scale I got to make it, and then kind of compare the wood pieces as I go along. I usually get my measurements and stuff here in Lamars, and they really treat me good. They even made, print out measurements and stuff for me and stuff. So.
Okay.
And then when I get finished, I usually show them how it turns out.
So. It's amazing what you've done here. So look forward to seeing more from you, maybe.
Well, I guess as long as I stay healthy, I can just keep doing something, so, yeah.